we had a very good discussion about the Queen Maeve Square, how it's going to be managed, the operating model for it. But I suppose I would like to see that sooner rather than later. Queen Maeve Square has been open since May. Now the Maybank holiday officially opened. So we need to see an operating model where private sector or the community and voluntary sector or the commercial sector want to book Queen Maeve Square to hold an event, whatever that event may be, and that they have an operating model to operate within in terms of insurance, risk assessment, safety statements, security, capacity of the square. And I suppose I'm just recently after joining Sligo Summer Festival, and we would like that to expand in terms of maybe this year. There was one weekend ran, two nights, very successful, huge numbers, over 4,500 each night. And it's a very family friendly event in terms of the cost to get into the square for the acts that are playing. I don't think there's anywhere you would see acts of the caliber for what people are paying into the square. So I suppose we want to keep that model operating successfully, but to expand Sligo Summer Festival to either run maybe possibly two weekends in 2025 or even three weekends, we need access to funding.
A lot of the debate today stemmed around the organisation of how people are going to book Queen Maeve Square for the future for similar events like the Sligo Summer Festival. Do you accept comments that were made by other members of the council today that surrounding a monopoly that bars in the area would have on alcohol sales and the likes?
Look, everybody that knows me knows I'm extremely passionate about the county. I worked in the bar trade for a long time. I worked in hospitality for a number of years. And I know how difficult it is now in hospitality. Every event that happens in Sligo Town has a positive impact. If it's in the model, if it's in the Hawkswell, if it's in Queen Maeve Square, it's positive in terms of hospitality, it's positive in terms of public transport and taxis, it's cafes, bars, footfall in Sligo Town. Everyone is a winner. And the more we can get into Queen Maeve Square in terms of Sligo Summer Festival, a Christmas fair, every single thing we can get into Queen Maeve Square or any other venue such as the Hawkswell, the Model, or anywhere else, Sligo Racecourse in Sligo Town, has a positive impact. And that's what I'm about, attracting events into Sligo Town that will help our ratepayers with their business, help them with footfall in Sligo Town, which is lacking at the moment, and that's I will support everything that brings in or increases footfall in Sligo Town.